This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Do you hire people for a job? Because we really want to talk to you. 414-432-1099. Text Roulette is all about hiring someone. Mm. This is the question we got this morning. Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. These questions make you think. It's Elizabeth and Radar here, and take a listen.
Okay.
It says, if you were an employer, would you hire someone between 65 to 70 at something more than retail or food service? And then parentheses, qualifications match the job.
So they're qualified to do the job.
They're qualified to do the job, but they are between the ages of 65 to 70. I mean, it's a thoughtful and an important question. And keep in mind age discrimination. You aren't, that's illegal. You can't have
that.
Biases.
Because right. If that person had the same qualifications and they were 30 years younger, you'd be like, mm-hmm. You're hired.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know there's a lot of debate about the ages of people that are presidents of our country. People think, are they really qualified to run
couple.
The country
yeah.
at this age? But let's try to get a manager here on the phone and see what you all think about this. I mean, you've got to think about the reliability, the work ethic. But also 65 to 70, I mean, you're going to invest all this money into someone that is going to have the onboarding and benefits and things. And are they going to be retiring soon? I mean, that's typically retirement age.
We're talking not retail, not food. This is like maybe a mechanic, maybe sales.
No clue what the job is.
You know, yeah, I'm just going off.
I'm going to text my husband, Eric, here real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to see if we can get him on the phone this morning.
Going off just so that if anybody who calls in doesn't start saying, oh, yeah, I worked in a deli. No, that's not what it is. That's food service. So we want to skip the food service. And the text said no retail.
I would think you absolutely can hire them if you were an employer. Okay, good. Eric's calling in right now. Let's get him on the phone. Eric, good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Okay, now we're going to be doing that. No,
you sound great. I know you're battling a cold, but you sound great.
Man. You sound
like terrible.
No, you sound great, darling.
Look, if I have a cold, you all know why.
Oh, no.
You all know where it's coming from.
Sleep in separate rooms.
Okay, Eric, the question this morning with Text Roulette, and you are in a position of management where you hire people. They're asking if you had somebody come through that's qualified for the job, but they're between the ages of 65 to 70, would you hire them? And you know, it's illegal. Age discrimination is illegal. So you don't even ask an age in an interview. You can't, correct?
No, you absolutely cannot. And, you know, I know it's a sensitive topic, but in today's hiring market, like if you find somebody that's qualified, I don't care if they're 15 or 65. Like if they can do the job and they're qualified, hire them.
There you go.
It's hard to find, you know, quality people that are going to do the job. And I think age brings experience, but, you know, that's why you can't look at an age when hiring. It has to be based on qualifications.
Yeah, that's really all you should be looking at, is that. And I'm also curious how this employer would even know roughly the age of this person. Is it because they're, I don't know, I guess on a resume it'll show.
Sure. It probably
college years.
When you graduated high school,
yeah,
or college, like you can piece it together.
And we also have a text at the Siding Unlimited text line. Most definitely, I would hire them. They are coming from a history of work ethic that does not exist in the younger generation. They understand the highs and lows and the stresses of the job, too.
True.
I wouldn't even think twice about hiring somebody with experience in that age range. Exclamation point.
True that. And actually, we have Eric up north. Aaron has texted into the show and said, yes, definitely. They have a different work ethic. Do you find, okay, now let's talk about that for a second. I feel like the younger generation gets a bad rap and saying they don't work hard and they want everything handed to them. Do you feel like that's true in your situation of hiring people? Or do you feel like that you get people that are older that feel like things should be handed to them?
No, I think there's maybe some level of truth to a different mindset of the younger generation. But I think that's also why when you find someone from that generation, the younger group that does jump off the page at you during the interview process and has that work ethic that you get excited about, because it's kind of an anomaly. But there's pros and cons to every age group, because they just have different mentalities, different experiences, different mindsets. So I think there's something to be said for the younger crowd that maybe doesn't work quite as hard, but there's definitely a lot of people out there that work really hard.
Yes. Now, okay. I mean,
look at our own son. He works his tail off. Like he likes to work.
Yeah.
You know? So loves to work. He's a Marine. Got kids like that too.
Yeah, he
loves to work hard. Okay. Can I ask you one more question? I've never asked you this actually before. We're talking to my husband, Eric, by the way, and I know you're busy and you probably have like meetings to get to and stuff, but you just said jump off the page. When you're looking at a resume, what is something that jumps off to you for maybe people listening that are trying to get a job? What do you suggest? Like, what should they do or what should they not do? What do you look at and go, don't even waste time putting that on a resume? Do you have anything you've looked at that stands out?
Yeah, I mean, there are some resumes that come off braggy, where it's kind of like, look at, and like they wordsmith it in such a way where you're like, you're trying too hard to make this sound awesome. Like, don't overthink it, but, you know, put your qualifications on there. But, you know, there's a lot of things that you can't control. But one thing where they just go from job to job to job to job, that's a serious red flag.
Ooh. Eric, how about typos and misspelling?
Forget about it. Moving on.
You guys got to at least check that.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know, when it comes to hiring, age discrimination is a thing. It's illegal. But here's a question we got this morning with Text Roulette, and we want to see what you think about it. If you were an employer, would you hire someone between the ages of 65 to 70? It's a job that is not retail or food service, they said, and qualifications match the job, which sounds like you should hire them. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and Sandy's calling in. Sandy, what's your take?
I would absolutely hire somebody at that age. I have been in, I've owned a couple of my own companies. I've been in management pretty much my entire adult life.
Wow.
And I probably have, I'm not, a, I mean, probably have hired well over 500, 600 people.
Wow.
In just one institution alone. Yeah. And it is, has absolutely nothing to do with age. Your husband kind of stole my thunder a little bit. I think my biggest red flag on any resume is job jumping. I don't mean like every 2 or 3 years you have an interest in something else and you're moving into something that's going to challenge you intellectually. But when somebody's 6 months here, a year here, I'm not going to invest any time. But if I've got a 65-year-old who spent 20 years at one place and now 15 years at another, with mergers and back, you know, and cutbacks and things, a lot of times it's not their fault because they even left a place. I absolutely would.
So, but Sandy, now for someone that maybe is hearing this and has been doing some job jumping, because look, COVID's happened in the last few years, lifestyles have changed, people go through life changes. Do you suggest that they just don't list all of the jobs that they've had? Like, what can those people do? Or maybe should they put something in a cover letter that maybe explains it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So, I mean, I have students who actually, I'm a professor now, and I have students who get internships. I'm like, for sure, put that on the resume, say summer internship. So I know it wasn't just a 3 month gig where you quit. It was time limited.
Or time off, like, oh, I just need 3 months off. I'll go back to work later. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a really big piece I look for. Of course, you put in your cover letter. Not a lot of people read cover letters anymore.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
See, I we're in radio. Ours is all audio. We send all audio in our world.
So no cover letters. People aren't doing that very often. It's just send the resume. I'm interested in the job, and we'll talk later.
Well, they'll do purpose letters. Some places have summary of purpose where you have you say this is my purpose for getting this job. There's so much ChatGPT that I'm not quite sure I'm reading what the person's actually writing. And I get it. People are very nervous, and cover letters are hard. So I think there's a lot of really good AI things out there now where you can practice interviewing as well, are online and things like that you can look at. But again, getting back to your original question, a funny antidote, my brother is a lot older than me. He was born when I was in college, and he's 77, and he went golfing one day, and the ball thing broke behind the counter, and he said, hey, I'm an engineer. Can I take a look at it? He said, sure. My brother fixed it in 5 minutes, and he's been working there for years. So... You're hired.
But you know what, though, Sandy, you bring up a really good point. You need to move through this world like you're always being watched, because you never know when someone's going to meet you or come across you and think, hey, I've got an opportunity for you.
Yeah.
Like you have to always work like everybody's watching you, and that can help lead you to other jobs. That's a really good point, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.